Let us pray. God of wisdom, as we listen to these words of Scripture this day, help us to focus on what is being said, each word written in faith and given for us. Give us understanding and open our hearts to your Spirit of grace. Amen. Our reading this morning is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. In this section, Jesus begins to turn the perspective of the disciples outside of themselves. They are not disciples for their own sakes and their own actions, but for the good of those around them as well. There is an accountability, a responsibility to the other for the sake of the community and the greater good. A reading from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 21 to 37. You have heard it that it was said of those of ancient times, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or a sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with them. Or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife